Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to the Planet of Light Show. This is Randy Goldberg. We were just listening to Joshna, amazing musician from New Zealand. You can find more of her music at innersong.com. And we have a special program tonight. We're going to be discussing Bach flower essences, Bach flower remedies, Bach flower therapy. And, I've used Bach flowers for many years, and they are a great tool to have in any either tool bag. They're really a wonderful way to help people find balance on the emotional and mental level. By using the power of the plant kingdom and getting in harmony through, there are 38 different flower remedies that Dr. Bach, in England it's actually supposedly pronounced Bach, but American most people, you know, it just looks like it's Bach. So if you go to the store and ask for Bach flower remedies, you'll be shown a roll of vials. They're usually in small brown tincture droplet bottles that have a squeeze drop dropper that you can take a couple drops a couple times a day. Or it's in a preserved in an alcohol base. Some people don't like that, and you can put it in water and drink it in a glass of water. But the Bach flower remedies are similar to homeopathy. They're energy medicine, but homeopathy is more for physical conditions and ailments, and the Bach flower remedies are more for helping people regain emotional and mental balance. And they're very gentle, they're very subtle. Usually, if you find which remedy you need, over a few days from taking it, you start to notice a shift, depending on how sensitive you are. For those who are very sensitive, right away they'll notice a reaction that their energetic body is having. So Dr. Bach was a homeopath and lived in England. He was an amazing homeopathic doctor, and he developed this system, tuned into different plants and flowers, and saw what qualities they had and how they could help us heal in different situations and to regain our composure and to shift out of a negative pattern. He has a wonderful book called Healer, Heal Thyself, and it's an excellent intro to holistic healing and some of the deeper principles about how often there's a distortion on the mental or spiritual plane that persists for a long time, and eventually that condenses down into eventually a physical ailment of some kind. And it talks about different principles of healing, and it's quite a small book, A Physician Heal Thyself. That's the name of it. So let me see. Actually, Healer, Heal Thyself. And so he developed these 38 remedies, and you can go over the description of what each remedy is and see how that will, if it fits with what your situation is. And so I'm going to be going over each of the different remedies. And the way I actually prefer to diagnose and figure out which remedy a person uses is by muscle testing. You can use a pendulum. There are many kinds of kinesiology and muscle testing methods, and divining rods all relate to tapping into your intuition, and it kind of bypasses having to figure it all out intellectually. And I offer the service of figuring out which Bach flower would be best for you right now, if that's something you're interested in. It's a 15-20 minute consultation, and you can send me an email, randy@randygoldberg.org, and on my website at www.randygoldberg.org, or astrodc.com, astrodc.com. It has my phone number, and we can Skype. Anyway, I throw in the free Bach flower remedy diagnosis, which one you would be best for you. With every astrology reading, it's $80 for an hour astrology reading that I do, both from the Western and Indian Vedic astrology perspectives. You get both lenses and both viewpoints, and it's coming from a Jungian perspective. Anyway, there's more info about all that on my website, astrodc.com. Heal thyself. The explanation of the real cause and cure of illness. It's a Bach's book, and it's definitely worth reading. So I'll jump right in to the remedies, and we'll just go one at a time. There's 38 of them. And let's see, anything else before I So basically, they help people get out of the stuck point. And part of the philosophy is that the soul isn't, that the personality isn't in touch with the higher self, and there's a block, you know, a lesson that you need to learn, and you're at a stuck point. And there's a certain blind spot, a refusal to learn and take the next step in your growth and development. And the plants aid to give you a boost to allow the flow to be more open to that. So starting with the first remedy, we have agrimony, A-G-R-I-M-O-N-Y. And agrimony relates to the self-potential of joyfulness and ability to confront others. And these remedies were usually talked about in the positive and negative form. And so after you take a remedy, or if you're in right relationship with it, then you're in a state of joyfulness, the potential for that. So when it's blocked, and when you would need to take agrimony and be assisted by this remedy, they call that the negative agrimony state. Their efforts to ignore the dark side of life and problems integrating such experiences in your personality. And so this is a good remedy to help people to do shadow work. You know, life is not easy, and there's certain things that we'd all rather avoid. And the basic fundamental issue with someone in the negative agrimony state is that there's a refusal to recognize larger part of itself, that's unable to make full contact with the higher self, and therefore recognize the will of the soul that it's been life has dealt it. Instead, it's acting on its own limited resources and maxims, and tends to have a material emphasis. But still, there's a striving for that ideal state, and you know, people can try to induce euphoria through drugs and alcohol, but that, you know, just tends to remove people from reality, and from it doesn't lead to clarity of mind. When the personality can acknowledge that it's part of the unity and accept the guidance of its higher self, it's able to stabilize its own soul, to open up and have that come streaming in. And you get inner strength with this remedy, and are able to face everyday problems in life, and negative experiences don't need to be suppressed, but they can be integrated into consciousness. So in this positive agrimony state, one is aware of the relative nature of all problems, how they each have their place, and it's a remedy it's often used for children. It can be good for treating addiction, cigarette and alcohol addiction. There's some supporting measures doing yoga is a good one for this. And some affirmations that are good for Agamemnon type is that where there is light, there's also a shadow. I am facing facts as they are. I find peace within myself. I am even enjoying the darker hours of life. I establish the link between the different levels of my personality. Okay, the second remedy is aspen. And this remedy is essence from the aspen tree. And so aspen helps with the potential of a fearlessness, of overcoming and resurrecting oneself after there's been defeats in life. And a negative state, one is caught up with unconscious anxieties. So aspen people are very sensitive, and they, sort of like they're missing an outer layer of skin, and they can be overwhelmed by panics, panic attacks. The nervous system is very sensitive and high-strung. In fact, the outward appearance of the aspen tree sort of symbolizes that sort of extreme sensitivity. And that Bob Dylan line, maybe I'm too sensitive or else I'm getting soft. Taking aspen will help balance out the awareness of how everything's in the flow of the divine law, and that you can tune in to the more subtle planes of consciousness and explore these planes without fear, experiment. And sometimes this is good for someone who's dogmatic and is scared of exploring the different aspects of their mind and life. But it's basically for someone who has vague fears and apprehensions, and there's a different remedy that we'll see later that when people have a specific fear. Again, this is a remedy often used in children. And grounding is a good toilet measure in gardening and baking bread and getting massages and being out in nature, walking barefoot, taking baths, long, hot, relaxing baths, getting massages, things that put you in your body. And affirmations that are good for it. Everything is in the hands of the divine. I will be guided in my own best interests. Children, I have a guardian angel. Affirmation, my heart is full of strength and confidence. Okay, the third remedy is beech. It's also a tree, beech tree. And beech relates to the soul quality of sympathy and tolerance. In a negative state, one's being narrow-minded and intolerant. So to be highly critical, arrogant, judgmental. The snobbish Professor Higgins in Pygmalion got made into the play and movie and musical My Fair Lady. It's kind of an archetypal example of that. Fashion, overly strict disciplinarian school teacher or librarian or whatever, another example of it. The negative state, the personality is misunderstood, the teachings of the program of its soul, refusing to accept and reject the negative experiences that refusing to accept it and rejecting the negative experiences that it would bring. So they cut themselves off from learning lessons. And so the personality, when they can let go of the limited value of their judgments and open up to the higher self, they have much greater potential of knowledge and self realization that can come from the soul's energies, and receiving the genuine sensitivity towards the impulses of the higher self. So basically their heart will open and more of a connection, less critical. And when you take the remedy, the positive transformation leads to tolerance and a well-grounded life, recognizing unity and diversity. Supportive measures are to be kinder to yourself and others. Dance and different playful things are good. And some affirmations for each type of the, I am making peace with myself and others. I am in the other person and they are in me. Behind everything I discern the positive growth process. I know nothing. It's another good affirmation. So the fourth Bach remedy is century. C-E-N-T-A-U-R-Y. And century is for the qualities of self-determination and self-realization. In the negative state, one has a weak, poor connection to one's will, willpower. And so this is a good one for hooking you up to overcome different inferiority complexes and feeling that you're not good enough, you're not able to do different things. And in the positive state, they're able to use great virtues of devotion and service and work for a good cause. Let's see. Some affirmations that are good for the sanctuary is I am solely responsible for my development. My task is only to be found within me. I am discerning more and more clearly. I'm standing up for my own needs. Okay, number five is Serrato plant, which is actually a flower from the Himalayas. Serrato relates to the principle of inner certainty. inner voice, intuition, and a negative state that intuition is blocked. Sense the intuitive answer coming, but your rational mind will block it. You won't trust your own intuition, and you've cut off that your own inner sense of knowing. You distrust your own judgment, and one's identity is weak. There's often a tendency to imitate others or concentration. The positive transformation that one is in touch with one's intuition and happy to pass on knowledge, and one acts wisely and is guided by their inner voice, inner knowing. Breathing exercises and meditation is a good supportive measure. Being silent in nature and a good affirmation is inner voice, speak to me, inner voice, I hear you. I take note of my first impulses. I trust my inner guidance. Okay, that was Serato, Cerato. Then we have cherry plum, the next box flower remedy. And cherry plum relates to the principle of openness and composure. In the negative cherry plum state, one's frantic efforts are made to suppress the spiritual and mental growth, a state of fear. And it often can won't necessarily be conscious, but you'll feel like you're sitting on a powder cake. You're afraid you're going to blow up at any time. Like you just want to strangle your partner or loved one or you're about to blow a fuse. And it's kind of a shell shock sort of state. Somebody who's about to blow. So cherry plum, the remedy will help diffuse and it's a good one. It's often used also for people with addiction and drug addicts and things. And it's they have fear of letting go. They're about to lose it. They're like they're about to spin out of control and on the edge. And the transformation, people have courage, strength, spontaneity, and able to gain great spiritual insight. To recognize your goal in life and make advancements in its development. Taking the plunge, literally, like diving off from high boards or a swimming pool can be a good thing. Yoga is good for balancing, for your throat chakra. Positive affirmations. My energy is at my disposal. I accept inner guidance, I am fulfilling my life's mission. And the seventh box flower remedy is chestnut bud, the flower of the chestnut tree. And it relates to learning and materialization. In a negative state, people have problems finding the right way, coordinating their inner thought world with physical reality. So people tend to make the same mistake over and over, and they don't learn from their experience. And they're having to repeat the same, the people who draw the same kind of person to them over and over. When you take the chestnut bud flower remedy for someone who needs it, they're able to see themselves and with faults from a distance as others see them, and they become good learners and mentally flexible and active. And some affirmations they can use is, I see things as they are. Inner calmness is holding me in the present. Chicory, the next box flower remedy, C-H-I-C-O-R-Y. And chicory relates to potential motherliness and selfless love, nurturing. And then the negative states, these have turned negative and become egotistically self-centered. So, now, we've all seen so many movies about a parent is supposed to be taking the care of the needs of the child, and they try to live their life through the child, and they have all their different manipulative games they play. The potential following transformation that happens is that one gives great love and care of others, gives without expecting or needing anything in return, warm, kind, sensitive, secure in self, protecting of others, and some affirmations you can use are, I give undemandingly, I draw on my rich resources, I am finding security within myself. I'm opening up to the divine source within me. All right, on to the ninth box flower remedy, which is clematis. Clematis is it relates to the quality of creative idealism, and the negative side, one is withdrawn from life and from reality and kind of living within their own imaginal world. And this is a remedy often artists take, people who are spaced out, people who forget things, lose things, people who aren't grounded, and people who are just dreamers and not able to manifest any of their dreams in their life. So this helps control the thought world and have daily new interest in the real world and connection with world and purposeful and bringing creativity to physical realization, like being a writer, an actor, designer, creating and concrete. And some affirmations for the clematis person are, my mission relates to the concrete here and now. I am joining in. More and more I perceive the connection between the inner and outer world. So the 10th box flower remedy is crabapple. And crabapple relates to the principles of order, purity, and perfection. And in the negative state, people feel less than, they feel dirty and imperfect and It can be self-disgust, self-hatred, feeling impure, feeling shame, and so some of this is due to a basic over-perfectionistic attitude that the person can have. And the ceremony is great. It gives a wonderful feeling of cleansing, and people feel renewed and refreshed and purified. It's a really liberating remedy. It's called the flower remedy of crab apple. So the next one, the 11th Bach flower remedy, is elm, ELM, and it relates to the principle of responsibility. And usually, most of the time, this is a remedy that really confident, responsible people need occasionally when there's a weak moment in the lives of the strong. So when there's somebody who usually carries a huge load, and all of a sudden, in a very untypical way, they are doubting themselves and don't want to trust which that they're up for the task. So taking the elm buckflower remedy will help to balance, help to return their usual state of confidence and self-assuredness, reliability, and responsibility. The next one is gentian. And the gentian flower is related to one's connection to God and faith. It's not necessarily meant in the religious sense, but it's some faith in the meaning of life, some higher order, or finding some principle or philosophy to guide your life. And so there's usually gentian is somebody who like wants to believe but can't. They're finding certain pessimism and doubting, and they're easily discouraged, skeptical. So taking the gentian buckflower remedy helps to reconnect them to their convictions, and they're able to live with conflict. They're able to see that life is gray, it's not black and white, and that perhaps their view of things before was too one-sided. And a positive affirmation for them is everything has its deeper meaning. Okay, the 13th Bach flower remedy is gorse, G-O-R-S-E. And gorse embodies the soul quality of hope. And so in a negative state, it's when one's given up hope, one feels hopeless, they can have a condition where they've done everything that they can, and they just feel there's no more avenues that they can pursue. When you take gorse, can help the healing process to overcome that sense of hopelessness and to return the sense of hope, and realizing that everything goes by one step at a time, and you take your first step towards recovery. Some of the affirmations are hope brings healing, every day is a new opportunity, everything evolves according to inherent laws. The 14th Bach Flower Remedy is heather. Heather relates to the qualities of empathy and readiness to help. In the negative state, one is only concerned with oneself and one's problems. And even will try to solve their problems at the cost of others. So this, it's when a person can be in a very selfish state, and it's often needy children that can need this remedy. This remedy will help turn a person into a good listener, able to enter completely into the concerns of others, radiate strength and confidence. Some affirmations are, I give, and also I'm given to, I'm secure in myself, I'm flowing in the stream of divine energy. The 15th Bach Flower Remedy is holly. And holly relates to the word holy. And, you know, we put holly, or we decorate with the holly tree around Christmas time. And so holly relates to divine love, to having a pure love, and in a negative state, one gets jealous and resentful of others, and it's kind of the shadow side gets takes over, feelings of hatred, and the heart closes. And so taking the Bach Flower Remedy, holly, will help to open a person's heart and open them up to love. The affirmations are, I am part of the whole, my heart is open. 16th Bach Flower Remedy is honeysuckle. And honeysuckle relates to the capacity for changing, ability to establish links. In a negative state, there's a poor current of life flow. So this is one that comes up a lot for people who have been chronically ill and chronic fatigue, and have a hard time mustering up the courage to continue their struggle. Positive affirmations are, life is happening now. Every day is new and exciting. 17th Bach Flower Remedy, hornbeam. Hornbeam is connected with the soul potential of inner vitality and freshness of mind. In a negative state, one feels great weariness and exhaustion. Those are largely on the mental sphere. It's not that you're physically wiped out and mentally exhausted. That Monday morning mental hangover kind of feeling. And positive affirmations are, I feel fresh and awake. I follow my spontaneous impulses. I do whatever gives me pleasure, and whatever I do gives me pleasure. 18th remedy is impatience. I-M-P-A-T-I-E-N-S. And it relates to the soul quality of patience and gentleness. So in the negative state, we're impatient. We have a lot of irritability. We can be like a pressure cooker. It's going to blow up. Fidgety. Impatient kids, can't stand waiting for the same. Do not suffer fools easily. So when you take the Bach flower remedy, and this is an example of one with even the name of the plant, is like whoever named it was a little bit tuned in to how it had that quality. Impatience helps one overcome one's impatience and to learn to be gentle and empathetic with others and diplomatic. Affirmations are, I hear with my heart. Each has their own speed. And the 19th remedy is larch. Relates to self-confidence and in the negative state, one feels inferior to others. This is a real deep sense of inferiority and shame. A lot of times alcoholics forget to forget things that can be going on. And positive affirmations. From taking larch, I'm giving up all my limited notions. I can do it. I will do it. I am doing it. Every day is a new beginning. And again, these affirmations I'm reading are from Bach Flower Therapy, Theory and Practice. It's a book by a German author, Mathilde Scheffler, S-C-H-E-F-F-E-R, and Bach Flower Therapy. It's an excellent book. It's a German book that's been translated into English. Sometimes she's a bit one-sided and kind of exaggerated in just giving an example that's very full-blown. And so the state won't necessarily appear in you in such a extreme condition, but it gives good guidance about the different states people get into where they need different Bach flower remedies. So the 20th remedy is Mimulus, and Mimulus relates to courage and confidence, and in a negative state, one has to learn to overcome one's fears. And so Mimulus is when one has a concrete fear, you know, someone would say, I'm scared of snakes or spiders or don't know what it is that they're scared of, but that fear will just phobia and very debilitating for them. And this remedy will help one outgrow those anxieties. And affirmations are, I am already releasing from my fear. I feel inner strength and courage. I trust my inner guidance. Mustard is the 21st remedy of the 38 Bach flower remedies. Mustard relates to cheerfulness and serenity. And the negative mustard state is a dark depression that sends like a cloud, dark cloud, and cannot see any light. It's unshakable kind of depression. And some supportive measures are acknowledging the mood and listening to sad music and letting the emotion flow, finding unrecognized anger that could be part of a contributing factor to the situation. Positive affirmations are, I'm rising into the light. I'm grateful for the hours, the dark hours that allowed me to digest the pain I was feeling. 22nd, Bach flower remedy is oak from the oak tree, taken to long known the spiritual significance of the oak tree. It's a very powerful plant, tree, and it relates to our soul potential for strength and endurance. And in the negative state, these are handled too rigidly. The forgotten, the oak tree can be very rigid, and so this is really about rigidity and learning to be flexible in life. Often their sense of duty and commitment is so great that they just are in a state of chronic exhaustion, and they feel like they're never going to give up. You know, they're just endless fighters. But it's overstated side, one over as out of balance with the personality. So positive affirmations are that joy will yield strength. Energy is flowing in me from a primal source. Olive, the 23rd one. And olive helps a person find their peace, their inner balance and regeneration, like the calm that follows the storm. And so often in the olive state, it's like you reach the last straw and you're completely fed up and unable to cope. You're just wiped out and exhausted. And it can be physical and mental fatigue. White. Positive affirmations are, I ask for strength to do what I have to do. I feel cosmic energy flowing in me. I recognize the needs of my body. 24th, Bakwa remedy is pine. Pine relates to regret and forgiveness. In the negative state, one's clinging to their guilt feelings. So guilt is a universal human condition, and the original word for sin meant off target. So actually a concept to help one do better in the future, not to feel forever besmirched and guilty and living in shame and self-hatred and that kind of thing. So pine helps one to forgive and get over regrets. Positive affirmations are, I love myself as I am. I forgive myself for I have long since been forgiven. I am born and already redeemed. Every error is a step nearer to the divine. 25th Bakwa remedy is red chestnut. Red chestnut relates to the soul potential of love of one neighbor. And this is a remedy that is taken some people have boundary issues, and you love someone so much that you you're selfless in your concern, and so much worrying about another person that you've lost your sense of peace. And this remedy helps one to regain one's positive thoughts of security, well-being, and courage. Red chestnuts person, good affirmations for them, is that everything's in the divine's hands, I am radiating peace, calm, and optimism, everything is taking a turn for the positive, I'm a unique personality. 26th one is rock rose, and rock rose relates to courage and steadfastness. So in the negative rock rose state, when a person has a disaster, it kind of comes out of the blue, everything's going too fast, and you feel like things are spinning out of control, and you're being overwhelmed. So sometimes there's a state of terror that one's in, and the positive affirmations are, I am more than my body, undreamt forces are streaming through me. 27th is rock water. And rock water relates to the soul quality of adaptability and inner freedom. So in the negative rock water state, ones become rigid, following dogmatic principles and ideas that are divorced from reality. One's trying to live within an idealistic framework that's theoretical and is not coming out of their own life experience. And often they're at a stage in life where they need to let go of some old ideas they had. So positive affirmations are, I'm open to new insights and experiences. I let things grow. 28th remedy is Sclerantius. 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 Relates to the potential of poise and balance. The negative Sclerantius state, one vacillates between two extremes. And people who can't make up their mind, and they're going back and forth, and they're erratic and moody, and don't have any stability. Some good affirmations are, I'm taking the middle road, I'm connected to my higher self. people have probably heard of rescue remedy. That's kind of the most common, which is actually a combination of five different flower remedies. And it's best to get diagnosed with the exact remedy that's best for you, but you can also combine them. And so rescue remedy is a combination, including the 29th remedy, which is Star of Bethlehem. And Star of Bethlehem relates to the soul potential of awakening and reorientation. In the negative state, one is in a state of shock, half dream, kind of inner numbness. That Pink Floyd song, oh, I've become comfortably numb. It relates to the Star of Bethlehem. This is a good one when people have been in accidents and they have shock going on. The way movies describe when there's some traumatic event and everything slows down, people's voices start to flow. That's kind of like the kind of show that State of Bethlehem feeling. Positive affirmations are, my head is bright and clear. Within me, there is total communication. I am letting go of all energy blocks. Sweet chestnut, 30th remedy. It relates to the principle of release. And it's for when people arrive at the state feeling that there's no more hope or help for that person, closed off from trying anything. They're fed up, and it's a hopeless state. It often has deep anguish and despair. And feeling that all is lost. Positive affirmations are: night has to come before the day again. Through darkness to light, in the greatest need. Help is there. Our inner self is invulnerable. 31st remedy is their vein. Their vein relates to self-discipline and restraint. In the negative state, the will is directed outwards and not used economically and squandered. Their vein often are very idealistic, but unable to manifest what they want in life, and kind of ADD, ADHD type of thing. They often can have over enthusiasm about their ideas and excessive eagerness to pressure others. Their vein is one that these people knock on your door and they have the pamphlet of their vain state. They're over enthusiastic to support a good cause and become fanatical and burn out. So positive affirmations for them are: I'm holding back, letting others come on. I'm harmonizing my energies. Opening up to higher powers. Vine. Vine relates to authority and ability to carry conviction. In a negative state, there's greed for power and no respect for other people. Vine is one that abusive bosses need. Kind of the slave owner, taskmaster. People lose empathy and are over severe with trying to get others to motivate others through an iron will, and are cut off from their compassion. Positive affirmations are: to rule is to serve. I give help towards self-help. 33rd box flower remedy is walnut. Walnut relates to the quality of new beginnings, and in the negative state, one finds it hard to take the final step. Some negative aspects of personality are caught up, and you're still bound by the past. Failure to learn a lesson, guilt, regret, being kind of blocked is sort of a karmic pattern. And due to increased sensitivity, they're easily influenced. So things haven't quite stabilized in a new phase of life. Positive affirmations are: I am following my own inner guidance. Destructive influences pass me by. 34th box flower is water violet. Water violet relates to qualities of humility and wisdom. In the negative water violet state, one is not behaving wisely as they might, withdrawing in proud reserve. This is the admired yoga teacher or professor who kind of puts himself on a pedestal and wants to keep their distance, and wants to feel superior to others, and withdrawals from the world. Positive affirmations are, I am part, I take part, I am sharing love, humility, and wisdom. White chestnut is the 35th Black Flower Remedy. It makes the tranquility and discernment. The person in the negative white chestnut state feels like they're a victim, they're misunderstood, they feel blamed, and feel like their head is spinning and they're caught, they're a prisoner of their own thoughts. They're very up in their head and can't get out of their head. And positive affirmations are, calm flows right through me. I dismiss outdated thoughts and concepts. Okay, the 38th, we're getting close to the end. We're at 36, which is wild oats. And it relates to finding one's vocation and purposefulness in life. So the negative state, one doesn't know what purpose in life is. And again, this is in common usage of language. You hear people say, well, that person's sowing their wild oats. 'Clearing away their energies and being wild and you know, wild oats state, they can have a lot of opportunities, but can't get to the point of choosing between two alternatives. Positive affirmations are, I accept inner guidance, I'm putting my talents in service of the greater whole. Wild rose relates to the soul potential of devotion and inner motivation. While those states misunderstand the negative state, they misunderstand the principle of devotion and take it negatively. While Groves has accepted that the limits have been passed and they're partially or wholly given up inside. They're apathetic, lack interest or ambition, capitulated. And positive affirmations are, I am entitled to everything I want from life, I am plunging into life, developing new and positive life programs. And the last and final Bach Flower Remedy is Willow. Willow relates to the soul quality of responsibility, personal responsibility, and constructive thoughts. In a negative state, we blame everybody and everything but ourselves, and our thoughts tend to be negative and destructive. So this is another one that's good for allowing one to see one's own shadow side, and that other people are mirrors for things going on within us, help one get over annoyance. With Willow, often there's negative feelings turned inward, causing bitterness and feeling that one is a victim, anger seething below the surface. Potential following transformation are positive attitude, taking full responsibility for one's fate, being like a victim, becoming master of one's life, and positive affirmations. I am thinking, doing, and achieving positive things. I am cleansing myself of all negative residues. I am the master of my fate. I can more and more see how the law of cause and effect applies to everyday life. So those are the 38 remedies, box flower remedies. You can find them in most health food stores. You can just ask in the vitamin section, do you have box flower remedies? And each one of the little small vials with it's a clear liquid. It has the energy of the plant. These flower essences, herbal tinctures, help us to balance, help us to grow, and they're a wonderful aid. You can, they don't have any side effects. If you take the wrong one, it just won't work. So they're very safe. You can take them together with any other kind of medicine, and there's no side effects or counteractions that happen. And once again, a really excellent book, if you want to get to, into this in a deep way, is it's called Bach Flower Remedies, B-A-C-H, Theory and Practice, by a German author, Schildchild, M-E-C-H-T-H-I-L-D, Scheffler, S-C-H-E-F-F-E-R, Scheffler. And it's a German author. It was originally printed in German, and it's translated into English. It's from Healing Arts Press. Excellent book. Feel free to contact me if you want to. I can muscle test and discuss the remedy, buckflower remedy, that would be best for you. It's just $25 for a 15-20 minute consultation. Comes free with any 1 hour astrology reading, or include both the Western and the Indian Vedic perspectives, from the Indian perspective. And thank you for tuning in to the show tonight, and we'll go out with Asmar Joshna. Her music is available on innersong.com. It's a song called Unity Hours. And tune in next week.
beginning to end. So let's